Honey and Frank show. Let's get him in here. Brian Posehn, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you.
There he is.
All right.
Brian.
Walking from the valley.
Well.
I know, man. It's like you're just a little bit late.
I'm sorry. It wasn't me, but I'm sorry my management.
That's what.
Everybody's excited.
He's not here yet. He's not here.
He's just running a little late.
And then yesterday, driving here, I'm like, why aren't they teasing me? Why aren't they saying I'm going to be on? I was listening to the show as I was driving here, and then I got here, and I'm a little slow on the uptake sometimes. So I was like, no, I'm not on today.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, if his car broke down and he's trying to hitchhike, they're probably not going to get picked up.
You're going
to
have a...
Saturday.
Ooh. You need to tell your management to get this done.
Oh, my God.
You need to fire that group of people you've got on your staff there.
A huge meeting today after this.
You can tell me stories. Okay, Saturday.
Yes.
That'd be March 16th. Here at the Hollywood Improv. Is that correct?
Okay, that's right.
Hollywood.improv.com for tickets. It says here you just released your first hour-long special, The Fartist, through Netflix. Yeah, is that something you always wanted to do? Is like an hour long special? I can check that off the bucket list.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, with comics, you know, you got your half hour, and then doing CDs and that kind of stuff, and you know, doing like a Conan appearance. You know, you got that list. And I always had Letterman on there. Still haven't done that.
You haven't done
like
Letterman.
The one. That's like the one.
Wow. When you first came up as a comic, like when because I don't know, but when you first start, is it like you have to have a good 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Is that all you need at that point?
Yeah, that's important. But then, you got to move beyond that, too. Because some guys will just do that,
That's
get the really
wondering.
Tight five and then do that for 20 years. And it's like, you're going to start writing new jokes.
At like some point, what do you remember being nervous about a number? Like when somebody wanted to book you and they're like, we need you to do, can you do 20? And you're like, I got like 12.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, there was.
You said yeah.
There was definitely that.
But you just go, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you take the gig. I took a thing at a frat party when I had like 10 minutes, and I was supposed to do an hour. And so then
Brian. Oh, my God.
I had no business being there and being at a frat party. And there was, there was no microphone. I stood by a keg and yelled my jokes. Like, it's super low rent. But
you had to hold the guy's feet as he did a keg stand while you're telling jokes through his legs.
And at one point, I'm just doing Dice Clay impressions because I'm like, it was popular at the time. It dates
Worked
me.
For him.
But yeah. I was like, I'll just do those jokes.
Brian Posehn's with us. It says here you're also currently co-writing Deadpool for Marvel Comics. So that's probably going to be another thing on your bucket list.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good on the nerd bucket list, like being in horror movies, being in comic books, doing stuff with Scott Ian and all this other
stuff. Your podcast, Nerd Poker on Earwolf Network? Are you guys
D&D
actually?
Podcast.
Is it really?
We just play D&D. Yeah. And people listen.
Oh, my God.
Nerds. But yeah.
Yeah, I remember... I was
my friend. He's a very funny comic. This guy Blaine Kapach. I don't know if you know him. No one knows him, but everybody should.
Then I feel okay saying nope.
But he wears elf ears when he plays his elf character.
You got a 20-sided dice. Where are you going to have that?
Now, when you're married, I have to tell you do live in my neighborhood. I see you.
Oh, you're an Encino?
I see you every once
nice.
In a while. I don't bother.
My wife loves you. I wish.
Well, the next time we're in that supermarket that we both shop at, I'll say hi.
I know exactly which one. Or like this woman, I remember specifically, I was walking through a lobby and she's freaking out to her husband. Honey, that guy is that guy. that's all she had. Yeah, you're right.
Are you that, did she come, are you that
did
guy?
Did she ask for a signature? You wrote that guy on there?
Right.
Now, did your...
Total girly girl, really cool ex-cheerleader.
I know,
that,
you see his wife and you're like, whoa, Brian, nicely done.
And before I was on TV, so it was all charm. No TV money got her. I didn't hook her by saying, I'm on cable occasionally. I play the improvs.
And she liked the taste of roofies.
Oh.
Were you on Big Bang Theory? Guest star.
Yeah, I did
Big
one this year. I did Three New Girls. I was just on last night's New Girl.
Now, the Community you shot last week. You guest starred on last week?
Yeah. We shot it a while ago, but yeah. Staying busy.
Yeah.
Nice.
No kidding.
And you're always getting the roles like the nerd or the geeky app developer.
Yeah, man, but I have a house in Encino made of geeky app developer money. So, playing weird guys.
Right.
At least my characters have names now sometimes. Well, not on New Girl. New Girl is just biology teacher. But, forever it was like weirdo, creep.
That's got to be hard when you're like, yeah, I was just on the show. Like, oh, who did you play? I was just a weirdo.
Creepy video clerk. Yeah.
Your resume looks like a police record.
Yeah.
Right.
Creep at the park.
And my guys always play jobs that are pretty menial or jobs that don't even exist anymore.
Right.
Because I've played like video clerks a couple of times. And what happened to that poor guy? Where is he now?
It's over at
my
Netflix.
Character.
Did you always – I have a feeling like you look pretty much – if you run into somebody from high school, they know exactly who you are.
No, I changed.
You
did. I grew a lot after high school. I grew 8 inches after high school, so I got a lot bigger.
Late bloomer.
And then also I was kind of like – I didn't wear glasses, and I kind of had the surfer skater thing.
You did.
I had long hair. I looked like Jeff Spicoli. I'm on this website of guys that were attractive when they were kids and now look horrible.
Oh, Brian.
It's me and James Taylor. Because we both lost our hair. It's two guys that totally lost their hair in their 20s and everything went south.
Yeah, usually when you go to the reunion, there's that girl who was like hideous in high school and then she blossomed like the 25-year reunion. You're like, my God, who's that?
I should have been nicer to her.
Mine were all in reverse. Mine went the other way, all the girls in my high school.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that when it's like, I love when somebody blossoms in high school and you're like, oh, really? Okay, you're the prom queen. How's that going to turn out for you later in life? It usually doesn't.
Well, right before we walked in, we were talking about men trying to be sexy in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And so, Heidi has seen your wife, so she's a lovely woman. Mm-hmm. So obviously, romantic times are happening. To Brian Post saying, what do you do to go for sexy?
I don't.
That's what Frank
it's
said.
Not in
guys
my wheelhouse.
Shouldn't even try.
No.
It's just comedy for women. If we actually try to put on any kind of like small panty like underwear, it's just comedy. It's
no,
not sexy.
I do a lot of remember Wayne's World, the dancing.
Yeah,
I do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Like I'll pull my underwear up, and that still charms her 20 years later or 16 years later.
I think honestly,
like, oh, he makes fun of himself. That's all I got.
Just show up, right? Just show up clean. That's why I said show up clean. Been walking around all afternoon dirty. Don't get in my clean bed.
Yeah, I'll take a shower before I get in bed.
That's all. That's
manscape
all
a little.
Put clean underwear on.
I don't.
Before you pull it up your back.
Cracking a smile.
I know.
Like the whole reason.
Fartist.
My last one was called fartist. Fart and Wiener Jokes, and it was really only to do morning radio and like to do like NPR and have like an NPR guy. Brian Posehn is here, his latest record, Fart and Wiener Jokes. And so I'm like, ha ha ha.
No, you finally got me doing it. The fart. Saying wants to check off.
Letterman. And I want to get my own show at some point.
You should have a sitcom.
Have you been writing like your own show?
I have been, and I've written for years. I've written on other people's stuff, and I do have an idea, and it's kind of based on me. Never thought I could pull, and her family. I've been together with her 16 years, and her family still doesn't get me. And, like, my brother-in-law will say that straight to my face. I don't get you, B. Like, I'll say some joke.
I'll see what she sees.
And it'll just go. And then we'll go to a family thing, and they're like, you know who's funny? Larry the Cable Guy. Like, we watched your special.
Do you know him? That guy.
Fresno people.
And then you got to start doing all your jokes with a southern accent. Maybe that'll make them like you more.
Right.
Or like he does, is point out what's funny. That's funny right there.
Yeah, so I don't care who you are.
Time to laugh. Time to laugh right there. It's funny.
He does do that.
Just for the dumb people.
In case you missed
it. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You, that's not laughing.
You should be laughing right now.
Right, you dummy.
Brian Posehn's going to be performing at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday, March 16th. And tickets are available at hollywood.improv.com. And you're on Twitter at the Brian Posehn. Are you big in the social media? I mean, have you glommed on to that yet?
I do it, but not as much as some of my friends. I still feel so old about some of that. And then also, it's just like, why waste the jokes?
Right.
And then people get mad, like, if you start doing that, and then you have a week where you're not that funny, people go, hey,
I'm still unfollowed. You're boring.
Yeah, unfollow. Like,
that's what people will
out.
Say to us. I know you probably heard it, too. Like, you know, you should blog. And so I'm like, blog? I do a four-hour radio show.
Yeah,
like,
no
I'm not holding anything back. Well, if I want to say something, I just say it here.
You really should do a blog.
And I'm on stage a couple hours a weekend. Yeah.
You know what? I like their idea.
Right.
A blog.
That'd be awesome. You blog about
it. Do a blog about the radio show.
Right.
So we just did 4 hours.
Right. No, I want to tell you all about it. All right. First hour. Oh, kill me.
I think it's what Ian does. I think his job is to blog about what we just talked about. Hey, well, I got to go listen to it. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the podcast been going for you, the Nerd Poker?
Over a year now. And I didn't think it would go that long.
You do it at your place?
No. Earwolf has a nice little studio, and we just go there and just play the game and forget that the microphones are even there. But it's just – we call it Nerd Poker because that's basically what it is.
Right.
It's just a bunch of geeks hanging
out. Now, because to a layman who doesn't know anything about D&D, are you a certain character? Are you a different character every week?
You pick one character until he dies, and then you play.
So what are you?
Right now it's crazy. I'm a priest, which is the first time I've ever done that. But since I'm heavy metal, I'm a priest of Judas.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
I was a barbarian back in the day named Zeron.
Those are the most fun.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the characters I always play because you can just take your brain off and just run into a room and hit things.
Yeah, roll dice and see if you killed something.
Yeah.
Have they come up with a D&D, like a real video game, like high def, like all the games you
There are a lot of RPGs that are like that.
Okay.
That have the same kind of, you know, where you take a character from the beginning and then work on, getting his attributes up. Like Skyrim was a big one a couple years ago.
Did you play all that stuff?
No,
or you're more old school.
Yeah, and I don't want to, with the kid, you have a kid, and there's just so many. I don't have enough time for all this other – like, I never got into Magic the Gathering or World of Warcraft because I just know that would be such a time
suck. Is your kid
suck.
Old enough to be in
He's
the
four and a half. He's little. So, you know, it's mostly work now. So, you know, there's no way I can get into, like, some other time suck. You
know? Has he discovered Minecraft?
No, he's not playing video games at all. Like, his babysitter showed him, like, Angry Birds, and I was like, oh, great. But he's not – one of those kids that just sits at the diner, at your restaurant.
With the iPad in his hand.
And doesn't look up at you.
Hey.
We went into my favorite sushi place in Encino one night, and there were probably 15 kids in there.
Oh, if you go early, I know the one you're probably, yeah.
And you go early and you're like, who is taking their kids to, I mean, it was like, it
kids
was like.
Kids eat sushi? My kid loves sushi. My kid will eat that stuff that grosses. And in the seaweed cones, or
right.
It's like it's a, he's.
I won't eat them because it does look like Finding Nemo. You think you're eating all his kids?
Oh yeah,
that's why he eats them.
And
I
then baby,
wrong with that
baby
kid.
Octopus and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I can't.
Baby, yeah, he'll order that stuff. He likes that stuff.
With not even any wasabi or soy sauce. He just eats them dry.
Is there something you're looking forward to introducing? Is he a boy?
Yeah,
okay.
Heavy metal,
and
I'm going slow with that. You know, like it's already cool. Like he likes Black Sabbath.
So if he's in the car with you and you've got it on, and you look in the rearview mirror, and he's like,
"Yeah, he knows the difference between Ozzy and Dio, and like he gets it already."
Four and a half.
Led Zeppelin will come on, and he'll know it's even if it's a Led Zeppelin song he hasn't heard yet. Like he's already got a pretty good ear. So I'm super proud of that.
That's
great. And
he
hates Katy Perry, which...
That's even better.
Yeah, like, we were at school, and this mom was like, Rhodes, do you listen to Katy Perry? And he's like, no, that's lame. And I'm like, right on, dude, right on.
Yeah, I was with my son, and I would listen to KLOS, and then Led Zeppelin would come on. I was like, you know, this is Led Zeppelin. And so then it's like, you know, it comes on. I'm like, who's this? And he's like, that's Led Zeppelin. So he's got the AC/DCs, and he's, he can actually name the artist now.
But yeah.
And I'm like, that's every parent's responsibility is to is to take your kid and educate them on music. And last night, I introduced him to the Beastie Boys.
I heard that. Yeah, and, that's so cool.
And yeah, the fact that he was like, let's just sit in the car and listen to the whole thing, Dad. And when we got home, I was like, yes, that's those moments. So grab those moments when you have them.
Yeah, I'm hoping Rush is still touring when he's like 8 or 9. And I can get him to go to Rush, because whenever I see dads with kids at Rush, it's like, oh, that's cool. And then, like, turning them onto that.
On your shoulders.
I took him to the Rolling
Before
Stones.
They're like, those guys are weird.
Yeah, yeah. Before they're weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first concert I took him to was Black Keys, and then I took him to Rolling Stones.
Oh, nice.
And he fell asleep in
and
his
how
chair.
Old is he?
I was like, that was a $600 ticket. Wake up.
Oh, man.
This is the Rolling Stones.
He's 10.
He's 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he's
that's
10.
Perfect age. Yeah.
Brian Bosain, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
man.
For having me, and sorry about the mix-up.
Oh, anytime.
No, but you know, it worked out nice. You said my name 3 days in a row.
Right? That's, oh, it's all, your people are amazing.
Yeah.
See, don't fire them.
They're the smartest people
really
in L.A.
They are.
This Saturday at the Hollywood Improv, hollywood.improv.com for tickets, at the Brian Bosain on Twitter. Doors open anytime, man. Come back.
Cool.
Hang out with us.
Tell
and
your
I
wife
was all
I said
excited.
Hi.
I was all excited yesterday because I wanted to say the thing I hate, old women with ankle bracelets.
Oh, the thing that you see somebody who's
when
wearing.
When you see a woman, a 50-year-old with an ankle bracelet, it's like, you're not sexy. That's the one. That, and guys with flip-flops, because I fly all the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If I'm at LAX and I see a dude in flip-flops, I want to stomp on their feet. I know it's yesterday's topic.
Oh, we don't care.
I was all ready.
Already. Thank you for coming in,
thanks,
man. Brian
Bosain,
we'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.